Forever.
Last week on Fuck Hut, Kindle and Grigory made a shocking confession, and Timothy committed a shocking transgression. And I, the narrator, don't know what the word transgression means. Let's watch the show.
Students who sing better than those who want. See that fuck hardcore than those who don't.
Cut School for Teens, Episode 4, Thursday. Interior rehearsal room. Big Kate and Rude Kate are flossing their teeth. There is a lot of blood.
It's time for the daily gathering of the triplets. What should we do today, gals? I was thinking we could volunteer within our community or maybe learn how to read books. But seriously, though, it's Thursday, which means tomorrow is the big show, and we've got to get our act together.
Wait, where's little Kate? I haven't seen her all morning.
Big Kate and Rude Kate panic and search around the room.
Kate!
Big Kate lifts up a shoe. Little Kate's under that shoe. Dang, is she Lil.
Kate, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Worse, I saw Mrs. Proctor having sex with Timothy.
She's so much older than him in the context of this show.
I know. It's horrible. I have it all on video. I watched it 400 times. I was up all night watching. I love watching it. I am addicted to watching it.
Serena is going to be so upset.
We have to tell her.
Of course. Gently.
Of course. Yeah. Sensitive.
Please don't make me delete the video.
I mean, you should.
I should.
So... will you?
Yes.
Let me have your phone.
No!
Big Kate wrestles the phone away and deletes the video as little Kate sobs. Interior Kindle and Grigory's dressing room. Kindle and Grigory sit noticeably far away from each other. There's tension in the room. Kindle avoids eye contact with Grigory.
So, last night I ended up going to see Mr. T's band. They were actually pretty good. Where were you, by the way? I thought you were going to come watch too.
Sorry. I got busy. I was, eating my food.
Oh, okay. Been there, girl. So I was thinking this weekend you and I could go upstate, really unwind for once. You know, just...
Grigory, stop. We need to talk.
Oh, what's up, girl?
I've been thinking.
Okay, this ought to be good.
Kindle shifts in her seat and rubs her ring finger nervously.
Well, you know how we both came out to each other yesterday?
Sure, yeah, it was awesome. Oh, you're a lesbian, I'm gay, it rocks. What's the problem?
I just feel like now that we've admitted this to each other, maybe we shouldn't be teen married anymore.
Reveal that Kindle and Grigory both have wedding rings. They've been married this whole time. What the fuck?
Excuse me?
I know. It's a lot.
You're breaking up with me.
No! I'm just divorcing you.
What the fuck, Kindle? Marriage is holy. I take our vows very seriously.
I know. Me too. But I'm a different person than I was when we was 13 and we decided to get married as a joke for attention. I'm a woman now. I get my heavy period 6 times a month, just like everyone else. And I want to have the freedom to eat slit without fear of God's vengeance.
Grigory looks out the window. A single tear falls down his cheek. Kindle licks it off and he pushes her away.
This hurts. This hurts really bad.
It hurts me too. But I think we need to separate if we're going to grow. I'm still your best friend.
If a divorce is what you want, a divorce is what you'll get.
Grigory reaches for his phone.
What are you doing?
I'm calling my lawyer. I'm taking everything you've got, you gash-licking heartbreaker!
Interior Serena's dressing room. Serena sits in front of a vanity mirror, weaving flutes into her long, silky hair. They hang in her hair like Christmas ornaments. Yes, this is a Christian program.
Ah, yes. Another day. Thursday, in fact. Time marches on, slowly and relentlessly. I signed a 10-year contract for this show, and for what? I have not even sung one single song. I am a trained opera singer, and I am relegated to the role of arm candy.
I am trained in the art of singing opera. I have traveled the world for my craft. But people just notice how beautiful I am. They only seem to care about art.
When I think about the life I left behind, it's hard not to become despondent. But I must soldier on and be brave.
Just then, the Kates burst into the room.
Hey, Serena, I hope we're not interrupting anything.
I was just talking to myself in the mirror about how isolated I feel.
That's cool. That's awesome. That's really cool. You're funny. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that little Kate saw Timothy cheating on you with Miss Proctor.
What? No, I don't believe you.
It's true, but I like barely saw it at all. I did see it, though.
Oh, my God.
And we just wanted to let you know that we're here for you. Girl Squad's got to stick together. So if you want to sing about it, or if you have anything on a high shelf you need me to grab, I'm your girl.
Thank you, Big Kate. You really are so frighteningly tall.
God, I know. My bones are really frail and my muscles always hurt. Do you think I'm going to die?
A heart attack doesn't seem out of the question.
Is that why my arm keeps hurting and my chest feels like it's going to explode and it smells like toast?
What does any of this have to do with your heart?
Good point. I'm fine.
So what do you want to do about this, Serena? Should we kill Timothy?
Serena stands up wordlessly.
No, I'm going to do something much worse.
Than killing him?
I'm going to break up with him.
Oh, I mean, to me, death feels worse.
Different strokes, hunty.
Serena floats out of the room. The flutes in her hair all play beautiful music.
So, what now?
I don't know. I thought we were going to have a big badass girl boss squad moment together. I was really looking forward to that.
We can still do that if you want. Nothing's stopping us from being empowered.
Yeah, but now I'm like sad.
We see that Big Kate has collapsed. Something truly bad is going on with her.
Ugh, can you deal with her? I'm gonna go sing this bad mood out of me in the recording booth.
No problem.
Rude Kate saunters out of the room singing scales. Little Kate walks over to Big Kate and tries to pull her out. She's way too small to move her.
I'm so small.
Interior, Kindle and Grigory's dressing room.
Children's Divorce Court is now in session. I'm an attorney, so yeah, that's what's happening in this scene.
Hi, bitch.
Objection. My client will not be spoken to in this way.
Well, maybe if your client wasn't such a loser, my awesome client wouldn't have to resort to drastic measures.
I object. My client is very popular. She isn't a loser at all.
I retract my previous statement. Strike it from the record.
So, it's come to this.
I mean, you're the one who took me to student court. I honestly didn't even realize we owned property together.
Classic you, forgetting the things that I did for us.
No, I just meant like, you're really rich. And when you said you were buying those investment properties, I honestly thought you were kidding. We're 16. It's just crazy to imagine owning property.
So you're saying you don't care if I take the farm?
Yeah, that's fine. I hate creatures I can't fuck.
Let the record show that my client gets the farm and all the little creatures on it, even the cows and the pigs.
I'll allow it, but in exchange, my client would like to request the motorcycle collection and the big hats.
No, I want everything.
Come on. Look at me.
No.
Look at me.
Look at my client.
Don't tell me what to do.
Grigory!
What?
I love you.
I want the motorcycles.
I think we're done here.
Same. I'm bored. Wanna go get fucked up?
Duh, I love drinking. It's my favorite thing to do besides eating.
I love eating.
Okay, we have like too much in common.
Interior boys' bathroom. Timothy sits on the floor of the bathroom, playing solitaire on his phone. Serena glides in wearing a string bikini and a tasteful blazer. She holds a dove. It's a symbol, but I'm not sure for what. I don't know. I don't write this shit.
Hey, thanks for meeting me here.
Of course. This is my house.
No, it's not.
Okay, stop yelling at me. So, what do you want?
Fight Song by Rachel Platten starts playing.
Well, I actually wanted to talk to you about something kind of serious.
Ugh, why? Why can't you just be funny like all the awesome male stand-up comedians I like?
I can't be funny today because I'm hurt, Timishi. And you're the one who hurt me.
Another witch hunt.
I know that you cheated on me with Miss Proctor.
That's not true! It's not cheating if you use a condom.
I don't think that's right.
Brave by Sarah Bareilles starts playing.
Regardless, I'm breaking up with you. A little girl boss birdie told me that I need to stick up for myself and do what's right for me, not some man, for once in my godforsaken life. So I'll see you in hell, loser, because you will be living there and I will be visiting my family there.
Roar by Katy Perry starts playing. Feminist win mosh. Serena puts a pussy hat on and gets on the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton's 2020 campaign. Mr. Teacher's classroom. Timishi, despondent, trudges into Mr. T's classroom. Mr. T is reading The Catcher in the Rye. Mr. T must not be phony.
Hey, Mr. T. It's me, Timishi, the loud guy who has it all.
Hey, what's going on? You seem despondent based on the way you trudged into my classroom.
I just got broken up with by Serena. All because of the stupid made-up reason that I betrayed her trust. What does that even mean?
Oh, damn, that sucks. You barely even had enough time to hit that before she kicked your ass to the curb. I've been there, bro.
I'm glad I have an awesome role model like you to talk to.
Hey, no problem. I'm a teacher. I am here to help.
Speaking of help, I was wondering if you could give me some advice?
Oh, sure thing. What's up?
How do I get her back?
Yeah. Women are naturally dumber because their brains are wearing high heels and makeup, so there's less room for information. So, if you pretend she's right about this whole adultery thing, she'll fall right back into your strong arms.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. Teacher. That really helps. You're smarter than people give you credit for.
Yeah, I know. The mainstream media has a problem with guys like us.
Amen. Hey, what book are you reading, by the way?
Yeah, well, it's called Catcher in the Rye. It's the only book I've ever read.
Both men drool.
Everyone, it's Serena. Come to the auditorium right now. It's important.
Fuck Hut Auditorium later that day. Students of Fuck Hut file into the auditorium. Everybody looks miserable. Little Kate and Rude Kate drag in Big Kate, who is now on a gurney and hooked up to an IV. Grigory and his attorney walk in, followed by Kendall and her lawyer. Timishi and Mr. T trail in, followed by a smug Mrs. Proctor. Serena walks in.
I bet you're wondering why I called everyone here today. I think we can all agree that today has been the worst day this whole school year. Everyone's fighting. Kendall and Grigory are getting divorced, the triplets are in shambles, and Timishi and I broke up.
I'm over it.
He sobs and throws up. He's not over it.
Well, I'm not, because I realized something today. Fuck Hut Music School for Teens isn't just about music. It's about friendship. And friends don't let friends be sad. And friends don't let friends go to jail.
Oh, yeah. I honestly forgot that one of us is going to jail tomorrow.
Has anyone actually written a song for tomorrow?
Big Kate wrote one, but she's about to die, so I'm honestly not sure where we stand with our song.
Well, I've got an idea where no one goes to jail. If we all write one song together, no one can go to jail.
It'll never work.
Yeah, nice try, Serena, but we're all fucked.
Timishi stands up.
I think the girl is right.
Timishi looks at Mr. T and winks.
That's right. Serena is smart to me now, and we need to do what she say so that we can stay out of jail. Who's with me?
Me.
And me.
And all of us.
The crowd looks at Serena, who is beaming at Timishi's support.
And me. I'm with you, Timishi.
Good. Now let's all do my idea. Guys are awesome.
next week on Fuck Hut. It's time for the big songwriting competition. Let's see what happens. I'm excited because I'm actually a pretty good singer, too. I love to sing. I'm not afraid to sing. I'm brave because I'm a woman who sings and I'm tall. And I went to the doctor and she confirmed that I was tall.
Fuck Hut Music School for Teens is a Forever Dog production written and directed by me, Mitra Johari, starring Whitmer Thomas, Patty Harrison, Matt Rogers, Greta Teitelman, Catherine Cohen, Sarah Sherman, Anna Saragina, Iowa Debris, Sunita Mani, Cricket Arison, and me, Mitra Johari. LOL. All of the music was scored and composed by Henry Kapersky, lyrics written by me, Mitra Johari, theme song composed by Patty Harrison. Our amazing cover art was done by the mega-talented Margalit Cutler. The show was executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. You can binge all 5 episodes of Fuck Hut Music School for Teens right now on Stitcher Premium. Just go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code ForeverDog to get your first month free. See you next week on Fuck Hut Music School for Teens.